Before I came to know Christ, I was in a Bible study where we were studying the sovereignty of God, a doctrine that I do not ever remember studying in the over 20 years that I had been attending church. I was raised in an atheist environment and started going to like one of those seeker-oriented types of churches back when I was probably in my teens. So in this Bible study, we were discussing how God is in control of absolutely everything, including the bad or evil things that occur. To prove this, we turn to Acts 4:27-28. For truly in the city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, and this is the part that shocked me, to do whatever your hand and your plan had predestined to take place. This blew me away. He made sure that God made sure that Herod and Pontius Pilate were there to crucify Christ. At the time, I was struggling with the fact that it seemed unfair that I was worse of a sinner than most because of my severely traumatic childhood. A counselor had once mentioned that the sins I struggled with were so typical of a woman who had undergone my experiences and that I shouldn't be surprised at my condition. One day during this time, I happened to open my Bible for some reason. I didn't often read my Bible since the words were just that, words. I happened to open up to 1 John 2:3-4, and by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. The thought then immediately occurred to me that I was most likely not a Christian. That was the first time I really ever questioned whether or not I was in the faith. Within either days or weeks of coming to this conclusion, I found myself at my favorite park, looking upward at the sky through my car windshield. I was motivated to prayer, expressing frustration at being worse of a sinner than most, and that there was nothing I could do in myself to please God, that it was absolutely hopeless if I were required to please God through my own efforts. Then it was as though God answered me back in my thoughts. I know you can do nothing to please me. I created you. This is why you need a Savior. The next day, I found myself walking through the same park, amazingly thanking God in specific detail for each horrible thing that happened to me in my life. I thank God for each abusive person and was cringing at the thought that one less event or one less abusive person may have been present, lest I wouldn't have been brought to the point where I realized I was a sinner in need of a Savior. I saw my horrific past as a means to carry out something amazing, bringing me broken to the cross, just as God made sure the terrible things took place to make sure Christ was crucified. I was immediately a different person. I looked at everything differently. How I came to know Christ. I realized that I had to come to Christ by faith. There was nothing I could do but to call out to the Savior. It was as though I received an entirely new operating system in my mind and a descrambler to understand the scriptures. I saw everything through the lens of the Bible. I also saw Christianity and the gospel as something entirely different than what I saw and heard for 20 years in the church. Doctrines that I used to hate were now screaming at me from the pages of the Bible and became the gospel to me. No amount of apologetics or human reasoning could have wrought this change in me. This was a supernatural miracle of regeneration, Titus 3:5. It was a state of being I could neither choose nor reject. I was blind, and now I could see out of nothing I did for myself, as if afflicted suddenly with a mental illness, but this was a mental wellness. I was dumbfounded. I was a new creation. At this time, I also had an overwhelming love and forgiveness toward those who had abused me. I realized that they were dead and blind in their trespasses and sins and needed to be made alive just as I had been made alive. Apart from God's grace, I realized I had the ability to do the same wicked things they did and even worse. I was even able to reconcile with one of these people that I hadn't seen in 18 years last summer. And the only reason why I was able to allow that time and go to this person was because I had realized that apart from Christ, we're all dead. I was amazed at how the scriptures described what had happened to me and what my condition was before my eyes were opened, that I was dead, I was made alive, and that God will sustain me to the end. I became ravenous to study the word and to read and hear sermons by those who now saw the scriptures the way I was seeing them. I also find it my greatest joy in life to be putting the scriptures to music for memorization. To date, I have over 300 verses that are hidden in my heart by his grace. My confession of Christ. I am coming today to confess Christ publicly. He is my righteousness. He is everything. I am nothing. My old self is nailed to the cross with Christ, and through his resurrection, I am also made alive with him. I can't explain it. I just know it's true. Since I've come to Christ, I have failed miserably at times. He has revealed spiritual pride in me and allowed me to fail, to show me my absolute dependence on him to do anything righteous or pleasing to him. I thank him for the failures. I am now not as judgmental over people. I can now say that I finally see that Christ loves me, and that it is very amazing to me. What I am learning is that the love of Christ controls me. I do not fear his punishment, but am breathtaken that he wants to do good to me. I want to serve him because he is good. I picture myself as a damaged jet, barely landing, so weak. That's what I am. I am so weak and dependent on Christ. I want to glory in my infirmities and boast in my weakness. In coming to this church for membership, I believe the Lord has given me a fellowship of believers that is balanced in both truth and grace. The verse that I desire to live out the rest of my days on this earth, and it was mentioned earlier, Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified in Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. In the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Thanks.